with God's people.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to see every one of you. I really appreciate Brother Colin for giving me the opportunity to be with you. I also thank this church for your support for the work we are doing in Nigeria. I just want to say again that through your cases, many souls have been blessed.
Amen.
In our country. This afternoon, when I think, seeing how far our country to this nation, I remember your good work that Pharaoh, where you have never been, the message from this church has gone across the nations,
right,
including Nigeria.
Yes.
Every time I receive the parcel of the cassette, I share it with the people, and there's a lot of testimony,
yes,
of the blessing and the impact of this church in other nations.
Praise God.
I want to tell you again, I was here last year. I thank the Lord for what God has done from that time to this time.
Thank God.
I answered the call of God 22 years ago as evangelist, preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in different parts of Africa.
Praise God.
As God has enabled me to minister the gospel as an evangelist for 16 years. Mm-hmm. And part of the commission which God has entrusted unto my care, I saw the need of training young people for the gospel ministry.
Right.
And 20 years ago, we established a Bible training school. We thank the Lord, we have trained men and women, and they are working for the Lord in different parts of our country.
Thank God.
I thank God for what God is doing. I said, I work as a evangelist for 16 years. 6 years ago, I saw the need to pioneer Holiness Church in Africa.
Yep.
Because the early missionary, they came to our country, they brought the message of holiness. But for the few years now, we are having some charismatic coming from this nation.
Yeah.
Polluting the holiness standard of the Bible.
Right.
And the Lord gave me the burden to start a church. And I don't know how I can do it, because 86, the economy of our nation was spoiled. And there's a great inflation in my country. Even it is becoming worse at this present time. So I just trust God. I believe God, that with God, all things are possible. In Nigeria, as a minister, as a preacher, we pray for many things.
Man.
Because it is not easy to have a church. It is not easy to get someone to support you if you want to do the will of God and to work for God.
Right.
It takes faith. And I thank God for what God has done. And I started to be praying, Lord, I want to pioneer Holiness Church in Africa.
Great.
And I wish to say that God hears prayer. Hallelujah. What God did in the olden days That same God is able to do it now.
Yes.
I pray to God. I came here last year, and here before the last. I just want to tell you, I also want to thank you through the offering you gave to me and some couple of churches here in the United States. We are able to build a church.
Yes.
Amen. And through the grace of God, in August last year, we started to worship God in the new church. In this country, many of you are not aware. You are blessed here. In my country, you can see such a beautiful churches like this. But we worship the Lord in the Spirit of God. We praise God. We worship God for His goodness. And I want to say, presently, we move into the new church.
Praise God.
It's 130 by 50 feet. 130 by 50 feet. Although the windows have never been fixed and the ceiling has never been done, but joyfully, we are worshiping the Lord. This night I brought the picture of the new church.
Wonderful.
I just want to share with you that you are part of what God is doing in Nigeria. That is the picture of the church. I started to pioneer Holiness Church 6 years ago. And you see the congregation, but I call it. And I want to tell you that every service we got comfort in the new church. And God enabled me to train Christian workers. In this country, the pastor here in this country doesn't have much hand to help. But in Nigeria, we get young people helping us in the church. The youth, I have about 70 of Christian workers. On Saturday morning, 5 a.m., they go out preaching on the street. We call it morning cry.
Morning cry.
Hallelujah. On Sunday, the church member go out on street meeting in group by 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And they will return to the church for the evening service. Sometimes, those people that they preach to, they come with them back to the church.
Yeah.
And we thank the Lord that we are winning more souls for the kingdom of God.
Thank God.
The picture I've taken, you can see it after the service. It was taken on April 7th, on Easter Day. The attendance on that day is 261 members. I thank the Lord for what God has done.
Right.
And I praise the name of the Lord. I also thank you because in my country, in such a time like this, it is not easy for church to build. It's not easy for to build church.
Right.
But through your help, through the offering you gave, God has helped us to build a church.
Hey.
Not it's an holiness church. Where the holiness of God, the holiness standard is being preached.
Yes.
So I really thank the Lord. And in a Bible school, we are training every year. We turn out graduates going on the field to reach soul. We love you. And we want you to pray more for us. I just want to tell you, pray for us in Nigeria. Pray for our government because we don't have stable government. Those in authority, they are Muslims.
Yeah.
They are Antichrist. But God's power is prevailing. Pray for our country. There's real inflation. People don't, the church member doesn't get enough to eat. Pray for our church. In our church, some of the members have to walk down to church for about 5 miles or more to come to the service because they have no money to take transport to the church. Pray for us in Africa. The offense is great, but the laborers are few. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I thank you, Jesus, for giving me this opportunity to minister from your word. I pray the Holy Ghost take control in Jesus' name.
Lord, in Jesus' name.
Let your mighty power manifest this night in the name of Jesus. And have your way through in everyone's life. For I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for being here tonight. Something good is going to happen because Jesus is already here and the Holy Ghost is already here. And Jesus has said, where two or three gathered in my name, I am in their midst. I'm fully convinced that Jesus is here. And where Jesus is, there's abundance of blessing. I believe you are going to be blessed. I thank you so much for your offering. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for helping us. Tonight, I will sing a chorus. In Nigeria, we have many things to thank God for His many, many blessings. We are serving a God of miracle. I know, yes, I know. We are serving a God of miracle. I know, yes, I know. We are serving a God of miracle. I know. Yes, I know. We are serving a God of miracle. I know. Yes, I know. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we heaven and earth adore Him, angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve! What a mighty God we serve! Oh, what a mighty God we serve! Heaven and earth adore Him, angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve! He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. I'm so grateful to God today I'm not serving a dead God, but I'm serving a living God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's alive to save, alive to meet every need, alive to heal. Amen. The Bible says, where the Spirit of God, that liberty. And in the presence of God, there is joy. We must have God with joy and gladness. Hallelujah. Because the joy of God is our strength. Glory be to God. Something good is going to happen. We are in the church of God. Let us have church. We are in the presence of God. Tonight, I want to speak on the subject. We need signs in the church of God today. We need signs. We need signs. A church is a healing center where we come to meet God. Where we come to the house of God, we do not come to meet man.
No.
But we come to meet God.
Yes.
We need signs. Yes. The manifestation of God's power.
Right.
And the anointing of God that break every yoke.
Right.
Yes. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest.
Right.
Yes. Amen. I mean to say, the anointing of God in our life still break the yoke today.
Still.
Amen. Our God is unchangeable God. Our God is everlasting God. Our God is a miracle worker God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, God has done many things in my life. I want to share with you. You know, in Africa, we witness the power of darkness, but the power of God always prevails. Amen. In Nigeria, we are able to warn many Muslims for God. Because why? Their leader Muhammad is dead. But Jesus is alive.
Yes.
Amen. He's alive today. Amen. He's alive forever.
Right.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
We need signs.
Yes.
We need miracle in the church.
All right.
We need God to meet every need. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden, I will give you rest.
All right.
The house of God is a place of refuge for those that have been bound, that are oppressed, to come to receive the blessing in the church.
Amen.
We need signs. When we first came here today, I heard what they read about the founder of this nation. All that was read is about the Bible.
Yes. Precious Bible.
But it's alarming, it's sad today.
Yes.
In the public school, in this country, Bible is not allowed to be read.
No.
A country which has been built on God, on God's foundation.
Yes.
We need God to get back into the church.
Oh God.
We need to go back to the old time faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I say old time faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need all time faith. We need to stand on the gap.
Something's missing. Amen. We need signs in the church. In the book of Psalm 74, number 9. We see not our sign. Church, we have a need today. Thing is not moving as it ought to be moving. Thing is not right. We talk in the church. Then he said, we do not see our signs. There is no more any prophet. Amen. We need the prophet like of the old. Hallelujah. We need prophet like Elisha, Elijah. Hallelujah. Those that will not compromise. Amen. Many today, they compromise. Hallelujah. They can't live right again before God. We want to hear from God.
Right.
Amen. A church is a place where you come to hear from the throne of God.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Right.
And those that come must fully convince that he is. Amen. Many today, they come to church, they don't believe that God is able. Amen. Some come to church today, they fail to believe that God is able to meet their needs. We need signs. We need wonders in the church.
Yes.
Amen. It is a being in the plan of God to bless his church. Amen. God wants the church to trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Blessed is the nation that made God their own God.
Praise God.
In the sign. Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. You know, many today they are in the church. They still come to church, but they are confused. Amen. They didn't know which is right or not. Amen. Some today they want to follow multitude to do evil.
My God.
It should not be. We need signs. Amen. Some today they are bound by sickness. They are worried. They didn't know how. We need signs. We need the altar prophet. We need the preachers today that will stand in the gap. For the nation. Amen. God is looking to and fro. He wants to empower the church. He wants to manifest his power among the church.
God.
Number 10. Oh God, how long shall the adversary reproach? It's a question. You know, in many nations, the people in power, they are going against the will of God. Amen. It's right time for the church to arise to the challenge. Amen.
Yes.
We need to arise for the challenge. Amen.
Help us, God.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how long shall adversary reproach? Shall enemy blaspheme thy name forever? The enemy of God. They blaspheme the name of God. Church, we need to arise to the challenge. Hallelujah. We need to see the need. We need sign. Verse 11. Why withdrawest thou thy hand? Even thy right hand, pluck it out of thy bosom. Amen. We need God's intervention in the affair of our nation. We need God's intervention in the affair of the church. We need God to take control. You know, something happens when God takes control. Hallelujah. Look what happened. Amen. Maybe you are here with that hope. Believe in God. With God, everything is possible. Hallelujah. He's able to meet our need. Come unto me. He said, I will give you rest. Hallelujah. He will never put you in bondage. He wants to set you free. Hallelujah. He wants to manifest his power. We need signs. We need signs. The gospel of signs. The gospel of miracle. The gospel of healing. The gospel of power. Amen. Apostle said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
For it is power. Hallelujah. The gospel is of power. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. The gospel of Jesus is power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. Power to heal. Power to set free. In his hands. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We need signs in the church. We need God to do it again.
Do it again, Lord.
Hallelujah. 28 years ago, when I gave my life to Jesus, I've read about mighty men of God from this nation whom God used in a wonderful way.
Good.
That God is still the same God. Hallelujah. If we see the need, it is the church today, we don't see the need. We are not concerned. Amen. But we need to do something. We are like Esther. Hallelujah. God has chosen us for such a time like this, the time of calamity in the nation.
Right.
Amen. The time that the world is polluted. Hallelujah.
This is it.
We need to do something for this society, for this nation. Yeah. Hallelujah. We need signs. And God has promised it in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 17.
Yeah.
This sign shall follow them that believe.
Right.
In my name, they cast out devil, and they will speak with new tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can say in every nation, including Nigeria, what we just see today is majority of Pentecostals, they just speak in tongues. No sign. We need sign.
Yeah.
Amen. We need signs. We need revival.
Right.
In our soul. In our life. Hallelujah. We need the touch of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
When we come to the church, you need the touch of God in your life.
Yeah.
When you receive the touch of God, you will never live for yourself. The Bible says you are not of yourself, but I have chosen you. We are choosing people of God. God has called us. In such a time like this, we need to arise and shine. Hallelujah. God wants to manifest his power. God wants to do it again. If the church is ready. Hallelujah. This sign shall follow them that believe. What we have today, we have unbelieving in the believing church. Many of us come to church, we don't believe. We don't take God serious by his word. We don't realize that what God has said, God is able to perform it.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
That is why we are unable to do many things for God. You know, if we believe God by his word, we will be able to do mighty things for God.
Hallelujah.
The disciples of Jesus, they realized that they failed, and they came back to Jesus. Church, we need to turn back to God.
Right.
What's wrong? We need spiritual checkup in the church. We are sick. Not physically, but spiritually sick. We need God intervention. We need God to awaken us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And they came to Jesus. Why can't we do it.
Yes, Lord.
Now, today, many things we're supposed to do, but we are unable. Why? Nothing wrong with God. God, he said, I am God, I change not.
Right.
Amen. God never changed, but men are changing. Yes. Amen.
Right.
Changing from the holiness standard. Yes. Amen. Changing in the spiritual life or praying life. Yes. We don't, the church today, we don't pray as he ought to pray.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Not many today we can't pray enough. You know, when we pray much, God will do much. When we pray little, God will do little. Amen. Hallelujah. Help us, oh God. Oh, help us, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief.
Right.
You have to believe God. Amen. Know that God, because of your unbelief, with God, all things are possible.
Yes,
say today that what God did in the Bible days, that same God is able to do even greater today if we only believe. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to believe.
Right.
Trust God. Take God by his word and apply the word of God in our life.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
Because of unbelief, this sign shall follow them. God is able to do it again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Number 18. They shall lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. Amen.
Yes, I believe it.
Yes.
Amen. You know, many today they come to the church when there is time to pray for the sick. Even they didn't believe that God is going to heal them. Let us take the woman with the issue of blood as example. He heard the message about Jesus. He heard about the power of miracle. About the power of healing of Jesus. He believed. Church, we need to take God by his word and believe God's word. God said it. And God, what he said, is able to perform. The woman with issue of blood, he heard the good news. Amen. And she took the step of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I will go to Jesus. Hallelujah. I will touch the edge of his garment and I will be whole. Jesus said, be unto us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
I've seen some people in this country say that maybe God will heal me. Not God is not maybe. God is able.
Yes.
Believe God for your miracle. Believe God for your healing.
Yes.
The woman with bishop said, I will just touch the edge of his garment. I will be whole.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
That's the hem of his
garment. He was never been prayed for, but he believed. Contact of faith. I touch. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is real.
Yes.
Amen. Feel it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Feel his presence. Tonight, Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Oh, I said Jesus is here. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. God said it. I believe it. He said we are two or three gathered. We are here in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's already here. And he touched him. And he was instantly healed. That same Jesus is present with us today. What we need to do? We need the power back to the church. How can the power come back to the church? The Bible says, the people that are called by my name, If they can open themselves and pray. You know, many of us today, we are so proud because we have everything in our possession.
Yes.
We don't have time to seek God. In Nigeria, many things made us to pray. I said in my testimony, what I said earlier on, that it is not easy for us to get enough food to eat. Sometimes, but we have to pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. How many times do you pray for that? They ask Jesus, teach us to pray. In Nigeria, we used to pray. Even I personally, I pray before I get money to eat. I pray before we get money to build a church. Hallelujah. We need to pray. Hallelujah. We need to go back on the upper room. Jesus said, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from above. Hallelujah. Kuramateke paramasheka. Holy Sanakataya. Oh, glory. You need power. Oh, Rasa, you need power. Hallelujah. You need the anointing of God in your life. Amen. You need not to be bound. Jesus set me free. He says, if the Son of God has set you free, we are free. We are free indeed. Where the Spirit of God, there's liberty. Amen. Not by power, but by my Spirit. Says the Lord.
Yes.
Tarry ye. Wait. Pray. Until. Lord, send out the power. Lord, send out the power. They pray. The early church, they have time to pray.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves. Amen.
Yes.
We need more of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hello, God. I need more of you. Oh, you need more of Jesus. Amen. Christ in you. Christ in me. The hope of glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait until you are endued with the power. You know, they receive the power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we can tarry, if we can pray, if we can seek God. Hallelujah.
Our God.
Amen. We need God. We manifest his power. And that Mark 16 verse 20. When they receive the power, the Bible says, and they went forth and preached everywhere.
Right.
Church, we need power.
Sure.
And when we receive power, we go to every place and we preach. They preach. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. We got the message. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the message. Hallelujah. Jesus, the only hope of the world. Hallelujah. And they preached everywhere. Oh, church, we need to do our own part. And God is faithful to do his own part.
Holy God.
We need to walk in agreement with God. We need to obey God's voice. God fire is speaking to you today. You need power of God. Amen. You need it. We don't know how to pray as we ought to pray, but the Spirit of God intercedes. Amen. We need to mean business with God. We need to have time. Many today we don't have sufficient time with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the Lord working with them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. We got the message. If we preach the gospel, if we preach everywhere, God working with them. Hallelujah. We are not by ourselves. Hallelujah. Jesus is said, I with you always. Amen. Amen. You are not alone. Hallelujah. I come from all the way from Africa. I'm not alone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We got the power. We got the message.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. And God working with them. Hallelujah. And confirming the word with sign, with sign, with sign. Following. Amen. Jesus said, without me, ye shall do nothing.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord working with them, confirming. Hallelujah.
That's it.
The word they preach.
That's it.
Amen. Church, right time to go. Tell the world that Jesus is able to save. He's able to deliver. Say it. Amen. Amen. Satan is a liar. Don't let it discourage you. Stand on the promise of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, if any man sick among the church, let him or her call on the elders and they pray. Prayer of faith. Amen. Amen. When you are coming from your home, you are coming to the church. You have to believe that you are going to church to receive blessing from God.
Right.
Amen. John said, if we believe the testimony of man, the testimony of God is greater. I've seen this country, we believe what doctor said, but we don't believe what God said. Amen. Amen. We need the power. And the Lord was walking with them.
Right.
Hallelujah. Church, it's time of challenge. Time of challenge for the church.
Yes.
Time of challenge for me.
Come on.
And his power. We need sign. Lord, do it again. Lord, move. Hallelujah. When God moves, the bound will be loose. When God moves, the sick will be healed. Hallelujah. When God moves in the church, sin will never be the same.
Never be the same.
Hallelujah. We are going to pray.
Yeah.
He said, we do not see a sign. No more prophet. And we don't know how. Oh, hallelujah. We need God's intervention.
Yes.
We need to seek God.
Right.
We need to have time.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, help us today to have more time for you. They tarry, they wait until they receive the promise of the Father.
Right.
Oh, Lord, help us today to wait, to tarry until we receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. This night, I want to share with you that I felt the presence of God. Don't doubt God.
God is able to heal all diseases.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus is a great physician.
To your community, to everybody who takes the name of Jesus, is the name that above every other name. In my name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Let us pray. Oh, do it again, Lord. The church is waiting. Do it again. Skaur kamasata. Ili misanda. Oh, do it again. Break the yokes. Hallelujah. Manifest your power. Let your anointing flow in the name of Jesus. Tonight, if you want to be prayed for, you can come here to the altar.
Right.
I felt the presence of God. With God, all things are possible. Take God by His word. Oh, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They that come unto me, said Jesus. Come tonight. A house of God is a house of prayer. Believe God tonight is able to meet all need. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We are serving a God of miracle. I know. Yes, I know. We are serving a God of miracle. I know. Yes, I know. We are serving a God of miracle. I know. Yeah. Who said that to shame? Come forward. Your Savior, Jesus, is here to bless you. Hallelujah. To touch you. Oh, Kendra Montilla Natalia, Kandara Kutaya. Hallelujah.